Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Perfect music for Ira Winderman here. A little Bone Thugs and Harmony to start off the hour. For Ira Winderman is going to join us right now from the South Florida Sun Sentinel. Ira, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good, gentlemen. It's funny. A week ago on your show, I mentioned the possibility, would you consider trading Justice Winslow and Tyler Hero for Bradley Beal? Guys, isn't it crazy how in just 1 week the narrative on what people think the Heat should do has completely changed?
Well, I didn't know. I heard little things in summer league basketball from you on how good potentially was. But he's taken from summer league basketball to what he's doing now. And I know it's only preseason, and you've seen a lot of them, but this is about as good as we've seen out of a first-round pick for fitting in. And the confidence this 19-year-old kid has is ridiculous.
Yeah, I would put it up there with Dwayne Wade as a rookie. Remember, he came in as a point guard, so he wasn't the dramatic scorer. He finished his career. Caron Butler came in. We saw right away how polished he is. Yeah, definitely trending ahead of where Bam Adebayo and Justice Winslow were. So it certainly is confidence inspiring. And yet, guys, I do say to myself this, I caution this. It's only been summer league so far. It's only been NBA preseason so far. And I thought it was so curious in the story I wrote for the Sun Sentinel today, how Eric Spoelstra spoke about, and it's always the case with this team, yeah, but can he play defense? I don't know if I'm going to start him. I need to see if he can play defense. So they're not letting this kid slide just because he can shoot. They're expecting him to become a complete player. So I still think they want to see more from him on the defensive end. But, yeah, to start right now, when you draft where they drafted at number 13, to wind up with a player like that, already his rookie of the year odds have come down from 100 to 1 to 40 to 1. So obviously people are noticing beyond South Florida.
Well, we talked about this the other day, me and Joe on the air, and we talked about Justice Winslow when he came in here, and it was like, all right, well, we got our guy. Look at athletic, defensive stopper. Just needs to work on his jump shot, and he'll be good soon. It's kind of the opposite here, but if you had to pick and choose, wouldn't you rather have it the opposite this way, where the guy comes in as just a deadly shooter, and yeah, he'll learn the defensive scheme through the Heat, and he's got Jimmy Butler and Justice and other guys there to kind of learn from also. But this is the kind of the opposite you need on this team. You need some scoring.
Yeah, and here's the other thing, Zach, about that is when Justice Winslow came in, we knew he did a lot of things well. He was like a five-tool player, you know, and he was maybe a 7 out of 10 in each of them. But he didn't have the one specific thing where you said to yourself, okay, Justice Winslow has this definitive NBA talent. The one thing about Tyler Hero, he can shoot. If there's nothing else and there is more, at least he could do that. So I would say the biggest key here is, yes, shooting is what you want in today's NBA. But he has an NBA-level skill. When you put him out on the court, he's going to do one NBA thing probably as well as anyone this side of Devin Booker. You have that. The other guys they brought in recently, the young players, like I mentioned, Bam Adebayo, Justice Winslow, you still didn't know what's the one thing they do at an elite NBA level. I'm not so sure there is one yet for Bam Adebayo. I'm not sure there is one yet where you could say with Justice Winslow, he does this as a 9 or 10 out of 10 in the NBA. That's what's encouraging about Tyler Hero. You know that he can definitively do one thing and therefore feel a lot more confident potentially even starting him as a rookie.
Does Spoelstra know pretty much who he's going to start and who's coming off the bench? Is everything set, you think? I know we got a couple preseason games left, but he knows.
You know, Joe, if it wasn't so fluid, I would say yes. But the fact that Kelly Olynyk is still sidelined from that August knee injury with the Canadian national team, the fact that James Johnson has only had really two full practices with the team, Deion Waiters has missed the last 4 days because of a family emergency back in Philadelphia. So he's still fluid with who he can play. I believe he's going to go with a rotation of Bam Adebayo in the power rotation, either Leonard or Olynyk to start the season, depending if Kelly is ready, and then probably going to round that out with in the starting lineup going with Jimmy Butler, going with Justice Winslow, and honestly, yeah, I think starting Tyler Hero is not out of the question.
Wow.
Which means all of a sudden, Deion Waiters and Goran Dragic,
wow,
your 7-11 backcourt you had before, is now coming off the bench. I think Goran Dragic will be fine with that. He knows he's 33, coming off knee surgery, wearing a pretty bulky knee brace. I am waiting to get to practice today to hear the latest from, hey, Deion, life is a reserve. What do you think? I think that's where Eric Spoelstra is going to have to tiptoe around a little bit until we get into opening night a week from tonight.
Is Spo pretty good, by the way? That's always been a question through the years. Is communication, especially when he knows it could be an issue with a guy that wants to start or wants to play, he'll obviously talk to Deion Waiters ahead of time, right? He's not going to, hey, this is what I'm doing today. Like, he lets
You know what, Joe? He would if he was fully confident. In other words, I think he's already had the conversation with Goran that Justice is our playmaker. We're going to go in that direction. I'm not sure that Eric Spoelstra right now, 1 week from the start of the season, is completely sold that Tyler Hero will be in his starting lineup. I think he wants to get at least one or two more bites of that apple just to be sure. So we won't say anything till Deion until then. I think Eric Spoelstra is also honest with those guys who can handle the truth, you know, almost like Jack Nicholson-like. I'm not so sure that Deion will ever handle the truth of being told, we prefer you to come off the bench. That even if Deion does come off the bench in game one, I think in Deion's mind, okay, but I'll start game two or I'll start game three. So it's almost going to be like when Hassan Whiteside was coming off the bench. I think it's going to have to be an ongoing massaging by Eric Spoelstra also.
I'm no sports psychologist, but I'm thinking at this point, Deion Waiters doesn't start game one, game two, or game three, then we're going to have a problem here by trade deadline where he's going to want out. Like, he's not going to want to be here if Tyler Hero is starting over him.
You know what? And that's where an agent has to get his player and sit down with him and going, Deion, you are in no position to demand a trade because there is no trade. You guys know this from the Dolphins. Agents are always working in the background. If my guy's going to demand a trade or want a trade, can you actually make a trade? It'd be like James Johnson, who in my estimation will be out of the rotation, demanding a trade. Well, you can't because no one is taking you. Right now, the best thing Deion Waiters can do is to build his value with only 2 years left on his contract. He'll be an expiring contract next year. And maybe a contender says, you know what, that guy is playing gangbusters off the bench. That's a role we need on our team. We'd be interested. So I think even if Deion is seething, I don't think there'll be a trade demand because to have a trade demand, first you have to create trade value. I think that's all pretty premature.
Hey, Ira, how's the Miami Heat handling the whole Chinese thing? What's going on in China? How?
Blissfully on the sideline for one reason. They had two major Chinese sneaker endorsers on the team last year and previous years, Dwayne Wade and Udonis Haslem, who is part of Dwayne's deal. The fact that Dwayne is not here makes it so much easier. And when Dwayne was at Jason Jackson's celebrity roast over the weekend, when they brought him out on the red carpet for the people who were there, the first thing they said is, no China questions. So Dwayne is very much in the same boat as LeBron. As a matter of fact, more so than LeBron for this reason. That's Dwayne's entire sneaker endorsement is leaning based in China. LeBron can always find some other domestic element if he wants. He's still playing. I think if Dwayne was here, it would be much more of a story. God bless Udonis Haslem, but outside of the 305, 786, and the 954, how many kids do you think are telling their parents, hey, I want a pair of those Udonis Haslem leaning sneakers? So I think the Heat are on the sideline, happy for that. But the Houston Rockets are here on Friday night. So I do wonder how much of this is still following Daryl Morey after his tweet about Hong Kong, and how much is it going to be an ongoing roadshow with the Rockets where every time they do media, their PR staff is going to say, guys, basketball questions only, like it was for the last time the Rockets played.
Well, I think there's a lot more pressure on LeBron than Dwayne. LeBron couldn't handle things worse than those dumbass comments he made
the other day.
It was terrible.
He totally butchered it. He totally cut into his message of his wonderful domestic social messages he's been getting out, which really have been terrific and pointing, you know, information in the right way. I think, Joe, what has happened is this. Is the player said, well, this is just freedom of speech, and that's up to each individual country. We can't give our ideals to other people. But then the players, now everyone, is looking so much more into the human rights violations in China that it's become something very difficult to tiptoe around. And I think NBA players are saying this, why don't you hold Apple and other major companies to the standards you want to hold us? Joe, this is the divide. Roger Goodell said basically from the get-go, we're not the social network, the social needs league. We're a sports league. Of course, the NFL doesn't play, doesn't market in China. It's right. easy for them. The NBA came out at Adam Silver and our wonderful social initiatives, of which they are. Well, you can't have it both ways. The NBA, the NFL basically says this. We want to suck every last dollar out that's possible. We are about the money. If the NBA goes in with a different message, you can't stop the message halfway through and go, no, we're the domestic social awareness league. We're not the international social awareness league. They're screwed because you can't play it halfway because you can't say, wait a minute, but there's social injustice where you're also selling your product, you're marketing your preseason games and selling your sneakers. This is a very delicate dance. You know what? I think LeBron has been great when he's spoken most of the time. I don't think he can win any time he speaks on this issue except for saying, I no longer will sell sneakers in China, and we all know that's not going to happen.
No. Yeah. I just wish he'd come out and go, look, it. You guys would do the same thing, man. We ain't talking about I'm making a lot of damn money. I'm making more money over there than any other NBA player because I'm LeBron James. So you guys understand okay, what and, this and, is about. It's about dough.
And if he says that, and Ira Winderman follows up with a question, but what about the social and human rights violations where you're making your profits? What about that dirty money? How does he answer that? There's no way to answer that. The people at Apple and other places can just hide in their corporate offices with their PR machine. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I think this is when, if you want the money grab, you hide behind your PR apparatus. If you want to speak strongly in human rights and what's right, human rights are the same here, there, or everywhere. It's not black or white. It's not domestic or international. No. There are right ways and there are wrong ways. The NBA can easily just say this. Hey, we won't make as much money. Our owners won't be as rich as Jerry Jones. Mm. We're still going to make plenty of money and be fine. But everyone wants that additional dollar, that next dollar.
I don't think any league would do that. I don't. I know the NFL wouldn't if they were over there. Roger would be like –
kissing as much butt as he could. Geez. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, and Roger's so happy he's not there. And the NBA is in Turkey right now in his cancer situation. And what's going on there? How do you put a happy face on that? Telling Turkey, you can televise all of our games, but if you don't want to show the Celtics because of Enes Kanter, it's okay this year. That's the thing is, when do you stop chasing every last dollar? And as you said, Joe, most businesses, if not any businesses, won't do that. They're in the business of making money. LeBron James is in the business of making money. Dwayne Wade is in the business of making money. Right. Maybe the people out there who would say they wouldn't honestly, not hypothetically, but say, hey, my company did business with countries X, Y, and Z. We realize it's wrong. You know what? Then they can talk all they want. But I think most people, Dave Hyde wrote this in his column, would chase the dollar in the global economy, just like most people, Joe, who are driving around right now. Would you pay more for your electronics or clothing products if we didn't trade anymore with China? You could say it all you want, but when you go to buy your next HGTV to get that fifth TV in your house, are you willing to spend $400, $500, $600 more because it's not made in China? So I think a lot of people are being two-faced about that. You know what? The people who are driving around now listen to 560 to Joe, who says, you're right. I'm not buying any more Chinese products, then they have every right to speak out and condemn NBA players on this. Otherwise, I think we're all complicit to a degree.
Well, that's what you get for working for the second most popular sport in the world. That's what you get, Ira.
Yep. Way to go, Ira.
What a great
chasing that dollar.
What a great problem to have. We're the second most popular sport in the world, man, next to soccer.
That's right.
It's crazy, yeah.
And now I know my phone's going to be tapped going forward when I call you guys in. So
correct.
That's good also.
Call us from the burner phone from now on. See you later, Ira.
See you, Ira.
Exactly. Thanks, guys. Thanks, guys.
Ira's got that secret phone in his pocket somewhere. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.